Greetings, I'm Pastor Joel. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, our Advent series. Yesterday we lit the joy candle at Heart City Church. It's the third candle, and it's pink to symbolize celebration time is drawing near. We rejoice that the Lord is near. And a scene that captures this well is found in Luke 1, where the Virgin Mary, now pregnant with Jesus, heads over to visit her pregnant relative Elizabeth. Mary enters the house and calls out, and Luke writes in verse 41, "And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord.'" Elizabeth's joyful words here are actually a song, we could say the first song of the New Testament. And it's a song about the arrival of the Lord. We might even call it the first Christmas carol. And Mary's song, the Magnificat, will follow immediately after, a song where she magnifies the Lord. In Elizabeth's song, we see joy in the Lord. In Mary's, we see magnifying the Lord. So do you have joy in the Lord? Do you magnify the Lord? Now, I've been asked what Heart City Church is about, and this is a fair question. Well, you could go to the front of our bulletin and read this statement. Heart City Church exists to make known the heart of King Jesus to Elkhart. And I want to be very clear about what that means. Because you hear about Jesus and his heart, and you might think, well, I've heard this. Heart City wants me to know that Jesus loves me, and I know that. That's wonderful. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. And yes, Heart City wants you to know that and to really appropriate that grand truth. I mean, wow, the God's Son came and died on the cross for you and I. Jesus really loves us. But Heart City better be saying more than Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me and died for me. What do you mean, Joel? Well, think about that statement. Who is at the center of Jesus loves me? Jesus loves you. You are. I am. And our message would be, it's all about me. It's all about you. And by consequence, what I like and what you like, be it the music or preaching, our worship would be dictated by our preferences, and they would magnify us. That's where you land if all you have is Jesus loves us. Because then Jesus exists for us. But consider that statement again. Heart City exists to make Jesus' heart known to our city. That is different. We are making Jesus known so that Jesus is at the center. Heart City exists to make his heart known in order that folks like you and me will glorify, will magnify God. In other words, our message is God loved us and saved us for himself, for his own glory. And that might sound a bit strange because most of our Christian culture doesn't talk that way. The kids come back from vacation Bible school saying, "I was taught God loves himself. I was taught God is all about his own glory." Pastor Joel, are you saying that God has an agenda that is all about him? Let me be very clear. No. God is saying it's all about him. And I simply give my amen to that. God saves you to magnify his own glory. And if that bothers you, let me ask you something. Whose glory would you rather God be about? Yours? Mine? Of course not. If God existed to glorify anyone or anything else, God would not be God. That something or someone else God glorified would then be God. But there's nothing, no one greater than our triune creator God who stands outside time and space and made us in his image to reflect his glory. So here's the thing. God's love for you and his passion for his own glory are not at odds. In fact, this is mind-blowing because the more you take in how glorious God is, how he is infinitely good, infinitely wise, infinitely lovely, infinitely loving, then let me ask you, what is the greatest gift he could give? Himself. Himself. That is what Christmas is all about. And it should make us want to sing. Do you see God's passion for His own glory magnifies His love for you? In love, the Father sent His Son to earth to become one with us, in our flesh. And He went to the cross to save you, to make you His own, and to raise you up so that you might glorify God and enjoy Him forever. And when the Holy Spirit opens your eyes to the glory of Jesus come in our flesh, you will rejoice. You will have joy, because there's no greater joy to be had than to be with God, which is what these women see, as Isaiah 7:14 is fulfilled in their midst. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel, meaning God with us.